It's time for the highlight of the football season. It's the Steve Cochran wing ding diddly ding dong ding dang dang do. I nailed it this time.
Very exciting. The competition goes on for what I'm holding up here on the WGN live video stream at WGNradio.com. This, of course, is the slightly larger trophy. I'll show you. This is the trophy Andrea won for the regular season in my right hand. That's, as you can see, a little smaller than the slightly larger trophy that we're fighting for now. Ross Cochran joins us now. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
I'm really glad to be here.
Thanks. All right, Ross. So tell us, where are we after this weekend's conference championship games? And remind us what the point totals were going into the weekend.
So this weekend, the conference championships, you were awarded 7 points for getting the winner correct.
Okay.
And each point differential, we picked the score for each game, was worth 3.
So that could be a total of 20 points if you had a perfect
yes,
weekend.
Yes, it could. Yes, it could. So
that's a game changer.
It is a game changer, or in this case, a game stay the samer, because Kevin is still leading.
What?
After a total of 14, he has 91.
That's pretty good.
Heading into the Super Bowl.
That's pretty good.
Nobody saw that happening.
No, that's pretty good.
Kevin?
That's
why
pretty
did nobody
good.
See it?
Well,
is
because
that
you
like
weren't leading at all, and we had a lot of celebrations.
Came out of nowhere.
Was that a subtle jab, Anna?
No.
No, a subtle jab is what your family said to you this weekend.
What's that?
What did they say?
Kevin's sister was in town. She's 7.5 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah, and I said, you know, everybody's throwing parties for you because you grew a little belly the past 7 months. I grew a belly the past 7 months, and everybody's on my case.
Nice. Great little things different. To say.
Little different. But I will say, though, that Kevin did pick his picks after I picked mine. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you a bonus point in the offseason.
Yep.
Next.
Andrea also had 14.
Yes.
As did Dave. So your top three right now are Kevin at 91, Andrea at 86, Dave at 84.
Oh.
Now, normally we'd go, well, that's the only three that are still in it, but the Super Bowl is going to be big points. So run down the rest of us.
I had 17.
So wow.
I won the championship week with,
that's your best week of the year.
It is my best week. I finally figured out how to play. So I'm at 81.
Okay.
You had 10 points, so you are at 79.
Wow. You were in second place.
Yeah, I was. I was in second place, and the only one ahead of me was the listeners. You know what this is? This is like losing the last two games of the year and missing the playoffs.
That's like having a 15-point lead with
ridiculous.
2 minutes to go and giving up 2 touchdowns.
I packered it.
Yeah, that's what
did.
I did.
I packered it.
You packered it.
What's the lead at? 91?
91.
And I'm at 79?
You are.
Oh, I can catch him.
Yes, you can.
How?
Anna DeLavantes, baby, no longer has a perfect playoff. Because she picked the Packers. However, still respectful. She's at 61.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
It's pretty
good. Which means mathematically, technically, she is still eligible currently. She would need a lot of help.
Came out of nowhere.
But it did. That came out of nowhere. More so than the Kevin thing. I would just like a trophy if one's being offered for most improved after starting off the season with an 0-5.
I forgot about most improved. Now I got to go back to the
here,
trophy store.
I got a tube of lipstick.
I want for least improved.
I just want you to know for people that are looking online at the WGN video stream, the Pope bobblehead in the Pope Mobile styrofoam container. That is not one of the trophies. These are the trophies.
Are you
going to
take
here.
Him out of the styrofoam?
I don't think so.
You're just going to leave him in there?
Yeah.
Could we get on with the business at hand, please?
Oh, sorry, Commissioner. Next.
Mary did not have a good week. Did not get either game, so she's at 72.
I picked the underdogs.
She did.
Yeah. Oh, she had 0?
Yes. I had 0. He's a stupid Packer.
Wow. Bad, bad, bad. You shouldn't have picked the Packers.
I do want to say that.
Pardon me. I thought that they were, into the third quarter, they were going to win.
Speaking of underdog, we should all take a moment of silence because John DeCoste has been officially mathematically eliminated with another 0.
Unbelievable.
All right, John, you're out of the competition.
I didn't even see this coming.
The part about you being out of the competition.
You guys don't even know how to play right.
John, you're taking this harder than I thought you would.
Well, this is a shock. I was all the way playing all year, and now I'm out. I don't even want to play no more.
Well, that's good because you're out.
You're out.
All right, so what is the Super Bowl worth?
So the Super Bowl is worth 30 total points.
Huh? What?
20 points for getting the game correct and 10 for point differential.
Ooh, let me tell John. Wow. Hey, John, the Super Bowl's worth 30 points. We'll let you pick.
I got to find some chocolate to eat.
John, by the way, has 30.
30 total?
30 total
points.
Yes. For the season?
For the entire season.
Wow.
Has 30.
So he couldn't even get to last place at this point. He's in last place. He's going to have to pick the Super Bowl correct to get to last place.
Right. If he had a perfect, he would finish completely in last
place. Wow. Ah, let's do this before we get to the news. We have another Chillcation to give away. And we'll do a final one next hour. We'll do it every hour of the week between 6 and 10. By the way, a texter just texted. We did one of those Chillcation stays at the Hilton. It's wonderful. They can't do enough for you while they're there. We love the Hilton. So there's an endorsement from a listener. From the 773. Pardon me. I think I need a Chillcation because I have had to not only go to work as a teacher in the last year, I had to come home and entertain my mother-in-law while my wife was out of town on business. My children and I need a break. I love you, Steve. From the 708, sometimes I eat most of the grapes I grab while I shop just to save money when I check out. Okay, every time I shop, I steal grapes. Please let me have a free trip. From the 224, Steve, my wife and I are expecting baby number two soon. We'd love to go on a baby moon. This chillcation would be perfect. Baby moon is like that new, it's a new phrase, right? It's a new thing people talk about.
Before you have the baby,
before
right?
you have the baby, you do something special, except sometimes the woman doesn't.
Do you and your
like
husband
it.
Have a baby moon?
No. We didn't do that.
I think if you hadn't said the word baby moon, I'd be more inclined to make them a winner. From the 574, please pick us. My wife and I haven't been on a vacation in more than 10 years. Our daughter plays travel softball, won the World Series twice back-to-back, so it's paid off. But it's time for my wife and I to get to know each other again, and we'd like the vacation. That's nice. 630, you need to send me so I can make sure you're giving away good trips. I'll get back to you with my results.
I kind of like that one.
That's very cool. 6-3-0, other than Steve, I've been married to for 32 plus years. Steve C is my favorite. I never miss a show. Hey, Mr. C, you available for a little vacation? That's not bad. See, that plays into, we didn't talk about this earlier, but sucking up to me is always helpful.
Oh, I would think you would. That would be a turnoff.
No, please. From the 815, please consider our request. We're suffering from terminal EPI, excessive parental involvement, need a break from them. Respectfully submitted, the three teenage daughters of Bill and Nancy. that's funny. From the 847, my parents need a break. I'd love to give them one, but I'm broke and I'm cheap. If you give it to me, I'll allow me to look like a superstar, and I'll tell them I paid for it. I like that, too, because it's honest and weaselly. And finally, Steve, when I entered the first time, I didn't know exactly what the price was. I only entered because, like everyone else in the world, we never go anywhere. Now that I know the trip is for Chicago, you have to pick us. My husband is afraid to travel to Chicago. We live an hour away, but we never stay in the city. He's afraid of the traffic. He's afraid of the crowds. Giving us this trip would prove to my husband that Chicago is fun, safe, and not hard to get around. There's more to Chicago than Cubs and White Sox games. Winning this trip would prove it to my husband. I have two boys who never get to experience a real Chicago. Pick us, Steve. Do Chicago a favor. Help my husband.
Oh, that at least wins the longest text ever submitted to the Steve Cochran Show.
Well, it's nice. They're all nice. Mary, what's your vote?
Oh, man. I don't know. There's so many good ones in there. I like that. What was the one about the teenage daughter ones?
Teenage daughters?
Yes.
Bill and Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrea?
Is that the trip away from the kids? I like that one.
The trip away from the kids.
Yeah. She called it not a disease, but she called it
Oh,
something.
That was terminal parental involvement. Yeah, it's the same one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anna?
I like the teacher who's got the mother-in-law at home, wants to go in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right yeah. up here, Dave?
I like the teenage kids writing on behalf of their parents.
Oh, right. They're trying to kick their parents out of the house.
But mm-hmm. who's going on that trip? The teenagers or the parents?
I think the parents
they're
are writing.
They're sending the parents.
They're yeah. sending the parents.
But I think the parents are writing on behalf of the teenagers, and they're kind of weaselly, so I respect that.
Yeah,
Kevin,
that
did you
good.
Pick one?
I didn't. I'll go with the one Dave said.
All right.
Good choice.
It's one we all said.
Orion.
Three daughters. Yeah, the three daughters.
Okay, well, okay.
Unanimous.
Don't need
yeah.
me to break any ties. Congratulations, then. Again, EPI, excessive parental involvement from the three teenage daughters of Bill and Nancy. Congratulations, Bill and Nancy. You're going on our next Chillcation. Everybody that entered is still entered, and you can too. Text us at 312-981-7200. And don't forget, it's sponsored by Hilton Chicago at Chillcation.com, and we're going to do it between 6 and 10 all week long.
Live from downtown Chicago, it's the Steve Cochran Show.
I gotta be nicer to you guys.
You are listening to station WGN.
Nine 14. We get to traffic in a second here. There's a selfie. Did you do the story?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe that?
This Miss Universe selfie thing. Explain it again.
Well, what happened was Miss Universe, the pageant was over the weekend, and as young ladies and young kids do, they were taking a selfie. So Miss Israel posted a picture on her Instagram. So it's Miss Israel, Miss
Duran Madelon, I believe
is
her name.
Yeah, Duran Madelon. But the picture also includes Miss Lebanon, Miss Japan, and Miss Slovenia. And some Lebanese citizens are asking for Miss Lebanon to be stripped of her title because she took a picture, quote, with an enemy of the state. And she went so far as to apologize on her Facebook page, saying that Miss Israel just jumped into the photo and uploaded it, which, you know.
What a terrible way to live.
Yeah. Your kid's taking a selfie.
Because the best hope for that part of the world, there's an organization, and Anne, I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's an organization that I believe started in the Palestinian territories and was endorsed by the Israelis as well, where kids were basically put in this camp where they'd be able to mingle. And the first day, they're kind of, you know, avoiding each other and it's cliquish. But by the end of the camp, they're hanging out. And the whole point is they find out that they are no different than any other kids.
Right, regular people.
Right, and they both have the same interests. They both like the same music. They both like the same stuff. They both are concerned about their boyfriends or girlfriends
right.
or whatever.
They all take selfies.
You know,
and put
typical
them on
teenage
Facebook.
Interests.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
And you think beauty pageants, you know, they're ambassadors. You would think they'd be more about kind of acceptance and unity, isn't it? Right. World peace is what every beauty pageant
right.
contestant wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. So, you know, it's just a sad story. That's all.
It is. It is. So hopefully she can keep her title.
Any updates, Mary, on this car that went off Lakeshore Drive this morning as to what happened?
No. Nobody has said exactly what happened. I believe the two people are still in critical condition.
I'm trying to figure out where that is. Is that the curve? Like, there's that Pedway Bridge,
mm-hmm.
which is what? It's like around Lincoln Park.
That's around
Lincoln Park Zoo.
It's around Fullerton, yeah. So it's just a little north of that by Diversey.
Okay.
So it's that area where, you know, a lot of people go. It's right by the zoo. It's where a lot of people walk across and they take pictures. But it stretches out more east, where the water is, you know, so there's the lagoon, but the water still goes to the east and underneath the bridge to go into the lake, obviously.
So where do we presume this car went off the road?
Probably right at Diversey.
Yeah, that's what they're not really saying, but
headed northbound or southbound?
South, wasn't it? Because southbound lanes were closed.
They didn't say, but I'm sure it must have been southbound, yes.
And the notion that it went through an opening in the guardrail that was already destroyed, well, that seems like a million-to-one shot.
I think it plowed right through that guardrail.
I think that guardrail is kind of destroyed quite a few times.
So, obviously you wish these two people, a man and a woman, to the best of our knowledge, well, because they were in critical condition earlier.
Yep.
So, somebody we think you should know here in just a second. Stand by for that before we get to that at 9:17. Traffic hotspots update. Anything else happening? All right. On Friday, I had a chance to meet a gentleman now seated to my left. Please re-identify yourself, sir.
My name is Eric Fine. I'm with a company called Burton History Trees, Chicago's next great digital startup.
And Eric Fine has a Kickstarter campaign, and I'm confused. Does it start tomorrow or end tomorrow?
No, the Kickstarter campaign ends tomorrow.
Right. So this is going to be your last shot to take a look at this and make a donation if you want to get behind it and make an investment in something that's very cool. All right, so explain what a history tree is.
So a history tree takes a specific subject. Let's go Chicago Blackhawks. It's every player that ever played for the Blackhawks. My mother is here with us today. She should have the frame somewhere.
Not your mother. It's your older sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So it's every player that ever played for the Blackhawks. The font is their position. The size is their ranking. This company, this concept is really based around an artist in Evanston, Bruce Burton, who should be listening today and would be here if he didn't have swim practice.
It's very cool, and you've got categories in here. You got 60s, 70s, 80s rock. You got blues. That's just the music stuff. You got Bears, Cubs, White Sox, Northwestern. Dave is in here. Is Dave on the
history tree?
I think
I have it. I think I actually have this.
Are you on the tree?
No. It's every player who ever played for Northwestern.
Well, and moving forward, we have broadcasters. So we saw number 16, Mr.
Small tree.
Eddie Olczyk. Well, he's on the Blackhawks tree twice. We have Drew Wasserman here.
Wait, but don't skate over the Eddie Olczyk thing, because you met Eddie on Friday here in the offices. and which was a cool thing. And what did Eddie say to you?
So Eddie said to me, well, I asked him what his favorite restaurant was. Quite honestly, I don't remember what he said. It seems like everything since I left your office on Friday is a blur, and I can't imagine. I can't believe.
But what's funny is what Eddie said. Well, shouldn't I be a little higher on the tree?
Well, but I it's so funny. I mean, embarrassingly enough, I gave Bob Surratt, and I'm sorry to say this, but I gave him my last sample of the tree. So he didn't even. I mean, you know, he didn't really have anything to equate it to. But what Mr. Ennett said, and we're actually coming back from.
You can call him Dave. We do.
We're coming back from a Las Vegas trade show where my partner and really the digital mastermind behind everything that you see with Burton History Trees is coming back from. Wasserman, he knocked it out of the park in Las Vegas.
Drew, lean into that microphone. How are you, bud?
Hey, how's it going?
Nice job, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, these are very cool.
I appreciate it. Yeah, coming back to Las Vegas doing the show, we're excited about the different applications. We've been talking to a lot of different organizations, different people that are buyers, different people that are working with players associations. And it's just really exciting where we're able to sort of start right now and launch and see what we can really do with this concept.
All right, now pardon the comparison, especially the artist if he's listening, but for people to be able to wrap their heads around it, think of a tree and the branches of the tree and the meat of the tree, if you will, as a word cloud.
It's exactly right. But Bruce Burton did the first one in 1979. We have it here. We have number 400 out of 2,000, the limited edition print. I've just pulled it off my office.
And that's the Blackhawks.
That's actually the family tree of British rock. See, you know.
Oh, I thought it was the one that Andrea's holding.
No, I'm sorry. I put it over here. It's a British rock tree. And Bruce was just a little bit frustrated with, you know, the application of art that existed for the British rock. So he hand drew that by hand. You can actually see his script and his ink marks. And if you look at the blades of grass on this tree and really all the other trees, each individual blade of grass is a single keystroke with a pen.
All right, now explain something to me. How do you determine the order of where the band is placed on the tree?
Artistic direction. It's so funny. With sports, it's a little bit more subjective in the sense that you know how many games they played, you know what position they played. But with the city trees that we'll be doing here in just a little bit, family tree of the city of Chicago, well, I mean, can you imagine what kind of uproar there will be and what kind of enthusiasm?
Well, it creates great fights, right?
Exactly.
Right?
And this tree and this product pulls emotions out of people like I've never seen a product do in my 35 short years. But it's neat. We've got an artist who's old enough to be Drew and my father. I approached him in 2007. I want to make you famous. And now we're here. We've got this Kickstarter going for 36 more hours.
Drew, the technical side of this and creating this is what? I mean, it's code writing, but you have to work with an artist who... The reason I bring it up is the technical side versus the artistic side. Those are two different parts of your brain.
Well, to a certain extent, they are. But at the same time, we use, you know, we place these things out here organically. And a lot of it all comes into play chronologically. So what you see is when you look at the tree, you look at it coming from the base to the top. And you can see the different roots and the different forms of the organism.
Oh, I get it. So like in the British one, you got the Beatles and the Stones at the bottom, the roots of British rock. And then to the top. So would the younger stuff be on top?
Exactly.
Okay.
Frank Thomas is at the top of the White Sox tree. What's neat about this Kickstarter, it is for the pro basketball teams.
Wouldn't you have Jeff Samardzija at the top of the tree?
We would if it was a WG entry, which we'd love to make. We actually have a custom reward, which only one person has taken us up on. We will make a Burton History tree of whatever you want. We can make one for Tribune, WGN, brands
Walker
up and
fan.
Down Michigan Avenue. We really, it's funny.
Could you do it of all the places I've been fired from?
We could do it of all the places that everybody in Chicago broadcasting has been fired from. Gary Meyer gave me my first break. This means
nice.
A lot. BJ Boyd, who is a former customer of ours, consider it done in Downers Grove. She actually passed away. She was my biggest customer.
What do you do when you're not promoting art?
I actually, my day job is in the restaurant industry.
Oh, you are a restaurant guy.
Yeah.
So these history trees, again, the Kickstarter campaign tomorrow. Andre, explain Kickstarter.
Which part?
Just the concept of Kickstarter. It's crowdfunding.
It is crowdfunding, yeah. Absolutely.
It's crowdfunding. So it's crowdfunding for anything.
People with an idea that they want funding for. So
right.
It could be anything. It started out with a lot of the tech
community. That's how we pay Annette's salary. We crowdfund.
He's getting paid handsomely then with
yeah,
all the people
we
that
do
love
a Kickstarter
Dave.
Of all the people that love Dave and they kick in $5 and then eventually he gets paid.
Well, the way this works with this Kickstarter is we have for $1, you can pledge $1 and get a postcard of whatever we have, not just in the pro basketball, which is what the Kickstarter is centered around, every product in our portfolio. If you go to burtonhistorytrees.com, I say Burton like the snowboard, history like the class I failed in high school, trees like those things in the forest.com. You can go to our Kickstarter, back whatever reward item you want. If you back $10, you get a 8.5 by 11 tree, which fits into a nice 8x10
for 10
matted
bucks?
Frame for $10.
Well, that's great.
I have a sample frame here. I don't know where it is, but hopefully we can get it up on the Facebook page and on the website, because we've got 34 more hours. We're trying to raise some money. We've got $17,000 more to go, and as lofty a goal as that might seem, Mr. Cochran, and these incredible people that are around us, I think that the power of this product and the fact that it crosses gender gaps, it crosses age gaps. This is a product that is basically a new kind of media.
It's cool.
And I couldn't think of a better place to introduce it than here at the base of the Tribune Tower.
Anna, take a look at that one that Drew's holding.
Okay.
Now that is which one? The one you're just describing?
The 80s. Family tree of the 80s. Duran Duran, NXS, Prince, Elton John.
All right, now where's my man Prince?
He's right here. He's got a pretty bold type in the word cloud.
Right.
You should be pleased. U2's got the biggest.
Well, the thing I like about Prince's location, he's low enough on the tree where he could reach it.
He is kind of low, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's like the 4'11" branch.
Well, and you should see this. We had it at the United Center, the Blackhawks tree. And, I mean, we have, I don't know if I was supposed to, but I took a little bit of video of people just staring at the tree. I mean, there were people just looking at it for 5 minutes. That's what this product does.
It's a cool idea. It's a very cool idea. Who's the artist again?
Bruce Burton, and you're sitting across from the mastermind, the next generation. This is Bruce's protege. This is a multi-generational business that's starting right here today. We're trying to create 10 new jobs by the end of this year. We know that with the bandwidth, the 50,000-watt blower that I've learned about thanks to a customer of mine from this venture, consider it done. I know that we can do it. We just need everybody to go online, go to WGNradio.com, find a link, and go right to BurtonHistoryTrees.com.
And Drew, what's the connection to Bruce?
Well, Eric basically introduced me to Bruce about 7 or 8 years ago. So it started out very slowly, but and over that amount of time, I've sort of been following the way that he creates these things. And now we sit together and collaborate on all different types of projects.
But are you the ones and zeros guy? Are you the code guy?
Well, I do the website. I do a lot of our digital marketing and things like that. There's still a lot of hands-on, hand-drawn sort of aspects to these things that we do.
You're an artist as well.
Sure. Drew's design.
Drew's got a great voice.
What if
Drew could do his own show?
What if there's a band that somebody says, or a person, and you think, not that you would ever forget somebody, but do you have to draw on like an extra branch or an extra leaf?
Hey, could you pay for a better position on the tree?
Right.
I want to be moved.
You know, I used to work for Charlie Trotter, and he always said everything's for sale. So, at the end of the day, though, let's keep in mind. I'm in a media institution right here. So there's advertorial versus editorial, and what I never want to do is get in the way of the creative, artistic element and that these artists bring together. This is a combination of sketch, typography, historical art that's never been done. So if you're listening, please go to BurtonHistoryTrees.com.
And that's the search, by the way, on the Kickstarter page as well.
That's the search on the Kickstarter page. And you know that I failed high school history, so I'm just trying to make up for it.
Oh, look at you with your mom in the room. Isn't that great? And is this dad?
This is my dad, season ticket holder with the Blackhawks for 30 years.
Could you maybe say hi to dad for crying out
loud?
Mom and dad are grounded.
Mom and dad are running the company now, and Drew is.
You may be 35, but you're
so
grounded.
Well, I thought I couldn't do this without my mom. Really, I would. This has been a team effort. We've got other people. There's 10 of us that work part time on this, and we're trying
cool.
to create 10
cool
new
idea,
full-time
dude.
Jobs.
Cool idea. So new jobs and a very cool project that I assume the this could be family tree?
Anything you want.
Could be whatever.
Anything you want. We were going to make one for
career,
Brian Watercott's family.
My career prior to coming back here was more of a weeping willow. Yeah, but this is more of a full-bodied tree. Burton History Trees. Go to Kickstarter, search Burton History Trees. Contribute if you like. I mean, just for the $10, sounds like you got a nice little premium going on.
We actually have a
there.
Dollar pledge, too.
And there's a dollar pledge there, but give as much as you want. You'd be happy to take it.
Anything. Entrepreneurs, CEOs, if you started a company and
I just
don't know
wish you had a little energy, Eric, a little
passion.
Well,
and the other thing, it's a great gift. People are always looking for good gifts to give. I mean, I know people that have given lots of money to colleges and universities. Why not give them a conversation piece that they can then sell as a fundraiser?
How about this? You can't afford to send your kid to college, get them the Northwestern tree instead.
And if you can use that, heck, you can start your own Kickstarter to do the Northwestern tree. Dave, I think that's good. I think I might do that.
It's a great idea.
No energy drinks for you. Congratulations. I love your passion, and it was great meeting you on Friday, and that's why I wanted you to come in and talk about this, because when we hear about ideas that other people aren't doing and interesting ideas, I think people ought to know about them.
Thank you so much, Mr. Cochran.
Thank you.
Steve, by the way. Steve, Dave. Well, they're everybody else. 928, more in a moment on 720 WGN.
Now, back to more Steve Cochran.
Gentlemen, 328 continues. Mark DiCarlo and I did improv Saturday night at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. Had a lot of fun, so thanks to them. Anyway, DiCarlo, we're going to see if we can wake him up in L.A. here in a couple of minutes. Speaking of some of my favorite people, here's one who I never get a chance to talk to anymore. It's my friend Tim Kazurinski. I've missed you desperately, and I don't sleep well.
Well, I hit the road, and that's, you know, what can I say? Sometimes guys just got to do what he's got to do, and I've been on the road for a year.
How come you haven't written me?
You changed your address every time I write you.
If you really cared, you'd find me. Tim Kazurinski is in a brand new project. It's kind of cool because you're a dad. I'm a dad. This is a show for kids, and even though our kids are a little older now, this is something that little kids are going to love. So what is Moochie Kalala?
Moochie Kalala is this goofy name that I made up for this detective club to get kids to track down, you know, in scientific information to see if it's really true or if grandpa is just pulling their leg. I play this hard to believe. I'm playing a grandfather to these really cute kids, and I tell them tall tales, and they're not sure if it's true or if I've been drinking or I'm not playing with a full deck, but the stories are interesting, and then the kids have to go and find out, you know, scientifically if grandpa's telling the truth or not.
I love it because it makes the kids do a little bit of science work in a fun way. They don't even know they're eating their scientific vegetables, and
exactly.
And the people watching get something out of it as well. So the grandfather guy, what's the inspiration? Are you like Commander McBragg? Remember that dude?
No, I don't remember Commander McBragg. I grew up in Australia.
But, oh, that's right. That's right. You would have missed that.
I do remember Clutch Cargo.
Commander McBragg was a guy who went all around the world, whether he did or not, and had tall tales about all of his trips. It sounds like that's what you're talking about, but it's related to science.
Right. Exactly it. I tell them these whack tales, and they're like, what? And so they have to go with their dad to you know, everything from the Museum of Science and Industry. This week's show is about tornadoes, and I tell them, like, you can't have tornadoes without skunks, and here's why. And so they're like, whoa. And so they have to go to the Museum of Science and Industry and hook up with the scientists there and figure out the truth about how tornadoes happen, why they happen, all that stuff. So
this is not a cheap this is not a cheap show to shoot if you're doing remotes every week.
No, I know. I'm astounded. We shot six before. I've been on the road with Wicked for a year.
Yeah.
And we shot six of these, and they've really turned out fantastic. They're starting to send me copies of the finished ones. I'm like, whoa, they really did a lot of work on these things and post-production. And that's, you know, because I was working with, you know, computer screens and tablets that were blank, and then they kind of CGI this stuff on. I'm going, how did they do that? I'm looking at my man. Where'd they get the money to do this?
That's very cool.
They've really done a great job. Yeah, they're fun.
So you got the Lincoln Park Zoo coming up, the Field Museum, the Shedd Aquarium, and our friend Roger German and everybody over there. But the Museum of Science and Industry show, January 25th, coming up. Well, give Anna and Andrea and Dave and Mary and Orion and I an example of what scientific mission you might be sending us on.
Well, I think this week's episode is about the tornadoes, and one of the kids is scared and he's hiding out, and I'm reassuring him about that the tornadoes are kind of natural phenomenon and necessary, but they create all these characters like the Grabinators. I create these characters and motorcycle teams of germs, and they're like, what the heck is he going on about? And hoagies and Grabinators, and they go, what are these? And the kids are like, this can't be true. But there's a kernel of truth to it, and it's kind of similar to stuff that happens, but the kids have got to go figure out why. And then, but it's tied in with a bunch of school programs, and, they're offering like thousands of complimentary DVDs for kids in school.
That's great.
Whole Foods is putting up money, and People's Gas and North Shore.
Well, that's really cool.
University Health System. So, yeah, but it's really kind of fun.
And while the kids are off doing the scientific mission you've sent them on, what does fake Grandpa Tim go pop a little something from his flask in the back? What happens then?
Yeah, I think so. He just hits the medicine cabinet and goes, "What do we got in here today?"
This is great, because for all the years of all the comedy and everything you've done, just when you thought all the voices in your head had quieted down, here they are. They're yelling again.
Yeah, here they are. And I can just channel them out right onto the screen and get away with it, because it's like, it's Grandpa. He's not feeling right in the head today. So
I think it's a very cool idea. I love that you're doing it. So, again, it's when?
It's okay. So it runs on Sunday mornings at 11, and then they repeat the episode the following Saturday morning at like 7 in the morning. Like, who's up at 7 in the morning? But no, kids are. But they're really fun. And the kids are real cute. Evelyn and Gregory play these characters, Mandy and Kyle, and we had a whole lot of fun on the set. I told them even bigger lies off camera. They're going to be scarred for life, these poor kids.
Come over, kids. Let me tell you about backstage at Saturday Night Live.
Oh, no.
Yeah, back then.
So...
Evan is Studio 54, kids. Woo!
So what about on demand? I mean, is Channel 11 streaming these anywhere? Can we get them on, your Hulus and your Netflix and things like that?
You know, they probably are, and I wish I could tell you where and how. But, you know, I'm on the road with Wicked, so I haven't the clue.
And how is Wicked?
Wicked, I've been doing Wicked for a year, and this force of nature. You'll appreciate this. In the last 12 months that I've been to 16 cities in 14 states I've been. And we're lucky right now, we're doing a 14-week sit at the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles. And as you might imagine, I have a few old Second City friends out here and small SNL pals.
Sure.
We had a Police Academy reunion, so it's kind of like a paid vacation to visit my friends in the warmer clime now.
That's pretty cool.
And we're done. I'm finished with my contract March 15th, so I can come home to Chicago. And Steve, I want you personally to get rid of that snow by the time I get back.
I'll make a call. You know who controls it? Yeah. It's Skilling. I'll have Skilling do it.
Skilling. Always Skilling.
Well, it's great talking to you, bud. I really did miss you, and I love that you've done this. It's Moochie Kalala Detectives Club on WTTW Channel 11, starring the great Tim Kazurinsky.
There's jokes in it for grown-ups, too, so the parents will have fun watching this, too.
Yeah, and check your local listings and all that. In the meantime, we'll do a little search and figure out if you can get it on demand. All right, bud, safe travels.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Talk to you later. That's Tim Kazurinsky. One of the funniest people you'll ever know.
So funny. So creative.
And this is such a cool idea for kids, because it helps them learn, and they go on, these adventures to create these science experiments.
Pretty sweet. Yeah. Dave, do you remember Captain McBragg?
I don't. I remember Clutch Cargo.
Actually, Commander McBragg. That's not good. That's right. It wasn't Captain.
Clutch Cargo, I remember.
Commander McBragg was like Greg Jarrett. Remember Greg Jarrett did the morning show here?
Yeah, sure. I worked with
Commander McBragg would make stuff up that he had nothing to do with. And then the people that he would make stuff up about, you have to determine if it was true. It was a lot like doing the morning show, Greg.
I don't remember that show.
Yeah. It was part of Bullwinkle, I think. Well, no, I think it was a mini that ran on Bullwinkle.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember Boris Badenov and his hot girlfriend, Natasha?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you ever have a crush on a cartoon character?
No, I did not.
I was kind of into Betty Rubble for a while.
Were you? Really?
Yeah. What?
Can you tell we're running out of time?
But did you remember Clutch Cargo that Tim mentioned?
I never watched Clutch Cargo.
Clutch Cargo had the real human lips.
I remember the concept, but I never watched it.
Kind of like what Conan used to do with
The
mouth.
Yeah. Really high production values.
Yes, exactly.
John Williams coming up. This is 720 WGN. Traffic is sponsored, Mary. I've got it right here, Mary. You know, some people aren't prepared for their jobs. I am. We're going to pick the final Chilcation winner from the texters off the air. We'll tell you about it in the morning. Before we run out of time, though, let me go to my friend Mark DeCaro, live from Los Angeles, where he just got up in his footy pajamas. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for pretending you were awake for hours. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for inviting me. I had a great time Saturday night, and I know you did as well at the Comedy Shrine.
We had a blast. We had two full houses, and I was reading the review of the show in the Tribune this morning, and they loved us.
Oh, they did. I must have missed that. There was one
I can read it to you if you don't have it there in front of you.
Oh, yeah. What do you have? Go ahead.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just read excerpts.
Okay.
Cochran, looking dashing in T-shirt and golf culottes, set the audience on fire with his witty repartee.
Oh, that's nice. What did they say about you?
They didn't say anything about me. It was all about you.
There was a point, though, because anything can happen in improv, which I'm going to need counseling for. I was at one point, there was an improv game where I ended up being in a position where I would have been seated in a men's room. And there was a woman in the improv troupe who, by the way, 7.5 months pregnant. She was pretty amazing. And Mark, who both end up in the stall with me, and Mark sitting on my lap. That's the one I'm going to need help with.
That, I think, that burned itself into the minds of the audience as well. I saw some people that looked a little shaky on the way out.
Well, they're nice folks out there at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora, comedyshrine.com. Hope you support them, and thanks for inviting me, buddy. Now you can go back to bed.
We had a blast. We'll do it again, Steve. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Hey, it's 80 degrees here, by the way.
Never liked you. John Williams joins me. We were just talking about dreams off the air. I had a dream that woke me up this weekend that a dog was chasing me and I was running.
That's probably a common dream, Steve.
Well, the dream part was that I was running. Oh. Yeah, my knees aren't so good anymore.
Oh, I see. Right. So. Yeah. Well, do you have that dream, though, where we were talking about this the other day with Surat Marciano, where you go to work and the microphone isn't working or you can't find your notes, those kinds?
I still have the dream where I can't find a classroom in high school.
I have that, too, in college.
Yeah.
Do you guys have the dream where your teeth are falling out?
No, that means you're going to die.
No, this,
that means you have a root canal this week.
I know, but I've been having that dream since I was 12.
Oh, well, then it doesn't mean you're going to die.
Out? Yeah, my teeth are falling out.
Yeah, I've not had that one.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like the nude dream.
Yeah. Most of my dreams, you're naked, John.
Well, let's end her right there. By the way.
My too, John.
You guys, see you tomorrow.
If you get a chance to listen to the next 2 hours, Steve, Anna, Andrea, feel free to take the quiz. Did you see that in Arizona?
Did you find it? I was looking for this. Did you find the test?
Yeah. So I'm going to give it to you guys.
Okay, good.
Oh, we got to take it. Yeah.
This is a civics test.
Law, one word answer. What is the supreme law of the land? Actually, be two words. What is the supreme law of the land?
Duck and cover.
So if you don't get it right, we send you back to wherever you came from, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
The supreme law of the land. What's the answer?
Rogers Park.
Rogers Park is the correct answer.
No, that's where I'd have to go back to.
The supreme law of the land, oh, come on, is the Constitution.
The Constitution.
Oh, gosh, that one's...
The Constitution. Oh, what is it? Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, the wording was a little awkward there, Steve Harvey.
I've never been called that.